True Evil by Greg Iles. In memory, Mike McGraw and Ryan Butteros. True Evil has a face you know and a voice you trust. Anonymous. Chapter 1. Alex Morse charged through the lobby of the new University Medical Center like a doctor to a code call, but she was no doctor. She was a hostage negotiator for the FBI. 20 minutes earlier, Alex had deplaned from a flight from Charlotte, North Carolina, to Jackson, Mississippi, a flight prompted by her older sister's sudden collapse at a Little League baseball game. This year had been plagued by injury and death, and there was more to come. Alex could feel it. Sighting the elevators, she checked the overhead display and saw that a car was descending. She hit the call button and started bouncing on her toes. Hospitals, she thought bitterly. She had practically just gotten out of one herself, but the chain of tragedy had started with her father. 5 months ago, Jim Morse had died in this very hospital after being shot during a robbery. 2 months after that, Alex's mother had been diagnosed with advanced ovarian cancer. She had already outlived her prognosis, but wasn't expected to survive the week. Then came Alex's accident. And now Grace. A bell dinged softly and the elevator opened. A young woman wearing a white coat over street clothes leaned against the rear wall in a posture of absolute exhaustion. Intern, Alex guessed. She had met enough of them during the past month. The woman glanced up as Alex entered the car, then looked down. Then she looked up again. Alex had endured this double take so many times since the shooting that she no longer got angry, just depressed.
What floor?
Asked the young woman, raising her hand to the panel and trying hard not to stare.